Hey, this is Gray Cook, and welcome to Gray Cook Radio, where I talk with my favorite publisher about the questions that we've generated from our work.
Gray, you've got a section on graycook.com that's called What's on My Bookshelf? Can you tell us what you're reading now, and are you far enough into it to tell us what you think?
Sometimes I reread stuff, and just to organize my thinking sometimes, I really like the way Michael Pollan talks in Omnivore's Dilemma and In Defense of Food. I'm getting ready to redo both Why We Make Mistakes and Blunder. And the reason I'm getting ready to redo these two books is because so many of the things that we're finding out in movement and with people who are really liking the book is many of the errors they're making aren't technical errors. They're systematic errors. And I don't know if you know this right now, but and I'm going to write an article on this pretty soon, give you more detailed information. But right now, the number one reason we're evacuating a soldier isn't because of a gunshot wound or a roadside bomb. It's repetitive motion, knee and back problems. Is that just ridiculous or what? These are highly preventable things that can probably be predicted and trained out just by a different system of looking at things. So the reason I'm very much into going back and reviewing why we make mistakes and blunder is simply because the errors that we make are, of course, not intentional, and they're not due to ignorance or malice or anything. We get stuck in a systematic approach, and we don't think outside the box, and we don't ever look at ourselves from the outside in. I really think that books like this, even though, I didn't learn anything about training the whole time I read it, or I didn't learn anything about physical therapy or rehabilitation, never mentioned it once in the book, you're missing the whole point. When we apply the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey to what we do, he's probably not going to mention exactly what you do in your daily life, but he's going to speak from principles and concepts. And the two books about these logistical systematic errors that we make basically mean that even though we'd all like to think we're professionals, we fall back into technician mode quite a bit, meaning we show up at work, we do the same thing we did yesterday, we don't really think outside the box or ever question some of the habits we get in. And before you know it, even though you think you're individualizing, dressing each client or patient, you're pretty much a protocol-based technician. If somebody comes to you and needs core training, you're doing the same five exercises for everybody, regardless of really what sometimes their individual case recommends. So, you know, those two books probably keep us more thinking like a professional and less like a technician. I think that's the bulk of what I'm doing right now. But after doing all that, I'll probably do a good history book. And I think one out there right now is called Empire of Blue Water. And I plan on linking that up pretty quick. It's a historical perspective of pirates. So,
And I know you read fiction. Don't you read fiction fairly often?
I do. I'm a real big John Grisham fan, and so about once every 4 to 6 months, I'm either going to get something that he's done or reread or re-listen to one that he's done. And the guy, I think it's Patterson, that does all the Alex Cross books, I do those too. I hate to say it, people are probably tired of hearing me talk about it, but as the weather starts breaking and I start lumbering down trails in the woods, I'm probably going to do Born to Run one more time. I don't get tired of it. I mean, we listen to music, you know, a few times over, so I like to hear the same phrases a few times over.
And you mentioned listen there. I know you listen to audiobooks when you're traveling. Are books interchangeable for you, or do you listen to some books and other types you only read in print?
If I have to read it in print, most of the technical stuff that I reference, I doubt I'll ever get to read Stu McGill or Shirley Sarman or listen to them on my iPod. So I'm gonna reference them through the old written word just like I'm supposed to. And the ironic thing is Tim Ferriss in The Four-Hour Body. He did the book and did probably the longest chapter in his book based on our conversation of movement screening and corrective exercise. Obviously, I got a complimentary copy of the book, and it was flattering, and I think he represented the model pretty good. And so I also just downloaded the audiobook, and doggone if it wasn't the abridged version, and they cut me out of the whole thing.
Well, that's great stuff. I know that people enjoy hearing, you know, what other people are reading, especially that they're going to enjoy hearing what you're up to next. And thanks a lot. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you.